JIS Radio presents Roundabout JA, a 5-minute feature on local news, ideas, people, places, and things. Roundabout JA.
On today's program, CPR Week to get underway on June 17, and later a hurricane prep tip. Let's go Roundabout JA. Stay tuned.
In 2019, the Ministry of Education, Youth and Information will be introducing PEP to replace GSAT. This means that my classmate and I will be assessed in grades 4, 5, and 6 instead of just grade 6. PEP will accurately assess our knowledge, skills, and ability across several subject areas. I'm ready for PEP. Are you?
PEP, bringing abilities to light. A message from the Ministry of Education, Youth and Information.
Did you know that effective bystander CPR provided immediately after sudden cardiac arrest can double or even triple a victim's chance of survival? That's why the team from the Heart Foundation of Jamaica, HFJ, will be on the road again this year during Cardiopulmonary Resuscitation CPR Awareness Week from June 17 to 23. Activities being held under the theme Every Second Counts, CPR Saves Lives, will get underway with a live CPR demonstration at the Everyone's a Winner Father's Day race at Hope Gardens in St. Andrew this Sunday. CPR demonstrations will continue at Emancipation Park on Monday from 4 p.m. to 6:30 p.m., and a Family and Friends CPR Training Day will be held at the HFJ's Beechwood Avenue office on Saturday, June 23, from 9 a.m. to 3 p.m.
For 2016, we trained 2,973 persons across the island. That figure was increased to 3,280 in 2017. So there's been a steady increase over the years, and for this project on board to pass the figures for last year.
HFJ CPR coordinator, Alonzo Mothersill. Mr. Mothersill is encouraging persons to take an interest in acquiring CPR skills for the benefit of their family members and colleagues. CPR is a life-saving technique that helps to support and maintain breathing and circulation in an individual through the administration of chest compressions and rescue breaths. How much do you know about your country's long-term development plan? Learn all you can and check for regular updates on social media. Vision 2030 Jamaica on Facebook and vision2030.jm on Instagram. Or visit the website at vision2030.gov.jm. You may also call the Planning Institute of Jamaica at 876-960-9339 to learn more.
Wamsa, you have more work than you can deal with.
Listen, man, I need to double the size of the shop, but the bank say I don't have enough collateral to borrow what I need.
You ask them about the Development Bank of Jamaica's partial loan guarantee.
What?
Conditions apply, but DBJ will guarantee part of your loan up to 80% for small business like your own. You never know that.
Must ask for what again?
The DBJ's partial loan guarantee.
The Development Bank of Jamaica.
We help you get there.
Be prepared. Prevention is better than cure.
June is Disaster Preparedness Month. If a hurricane threat looms, will you be ready?
Yes, be prepared.
There is a hurricane warning, button down, tie down, everything. Lift appliances and furniture off the ground and secure your valuable items. If you want a boat, secure it by land and turn out your yard if you are a fisherman. Make sure you turn off every breaker and before you sleep, turn off your generator.
A message from ODPEM and the JIS. On our community notice board, a disabilities awareness seminar is planned for this Saturday, June 16, at Greendale United Church in Spanish Town, starting at 9 a.m. And the Jamaica Military Band will host Concert in the Gardens this Sunday, June 17, starting at 4 p.m. at the Shell Bandstand Hope Gardens. Take your chair or blanket and come on out to enjoy an evening of music with the family. Admission is free. That's where we end today's program. Thanks for staying with us. Join us next time as we highlight happenings Roundabout JA with studio engineer Joel Samuels. I'm Vanessa Silvera. Walk good.
This has been a production of the Jamaica Information Service.